In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the 1970s, TV comedian Fred Wilson made popular the catchphrase, "The devil made me do it," as host of a TV variety show. Fred Wilson created a recurring character named Geraldine, and every time Geraldine's husband accused her of doing something wrong, whether it was buying an expensive dress or crushing the family car into the side of the church, her excuse was always the same. "It wasn't me. The devil made me do it." Some of us grew up hearing that catchphrase, and it affected the way we see the devil and the way we respond, react to temptation. Some people believe the devil has the power to make us do things. They imagine the devil as a little guy wearing a red suit with a pitchfork sitting on our left shoulder, whispering in our ear. But in today's gospel reading, the devil was not whispering when he tried to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. The gospel writer Matthew tells us that the three temptations Jesus faced can be applied to temptations we face today. First, there was an appeal to physical needs. Jesus was hungry, and the devil tempted him to make the stones become bread. Can you think of any physical needs that might tempt you to commit sin? Second, there was the temptation to take a shortcut. Jesus knew what he needed to do to fulfill the Father's plan. He had to go to Jerusalem, suffer, and be killed. The devil tempted Jesus to bypass all of that with a dramatic display of God's power that will firmly establish Jesus as the Son of God. Finally, the devil tempted Jesus with power. "I will give you the kingdom of the world if you will worship me." Jesus responded to all three of the devil's temptations with scripture. As followers of Jesus, we need to be in God's word every day, not just putting the Bible off the shelf in case of emergency. The Apostle Paul described the Bible as the sword of the Spirit. It is the only weapon whose purpose is to help you and help me take our stand against the devil's schemes. The gospel writer assures us in Matthew that when we resist, the devil runs away and the Spirit strengthens us. That's what happened when Jesus quoted scripture responding to the devil's temptations. Matthew tells us in chapter 4 that the devil left Jesus and angels came and attended him. My friends, all of us face temptation in our lives, whether it is to cheat on our income taxes, lie to gain notoriety, or violate the law to hurt others. today, the temptation is to remain silent or look the other way when we see discrimination or any other type of injustice against our brothers and sisters because of their race, skin color, ethnicity, or national origin. Other people refuse to accept the teaching Black history in public schools. They can resist the temptation to ban books by Black authors or recognize the accomplishments of Black people. Some people can resist the temptation of misinterpreting the phrase Black Lives Matter. It simply means that for too long, Black people have been subjected systematically to violence and discrimination, and it is time that they matter as all others' lives matter.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, we can learn from Jesus how he handled the temptation of the devil. We must understand that the devil will never leave us alone for long. But the promise we have from Scripture is that when we resist the devil, he will flee from us. He only picks on us when we are feeling weak, but he runs away when we show strength. How do you resist temptation? One way, my friends, is knowing and abiding in God's word. Another way to resist temptation is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. That's what Jesus taught the disciples. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, some people don't understand that petition. They think it implies that God will lead us into temptation. But that's not it. We know from James that God does not tempt us to sin. If God did, that would be contrary to his holy nature, against his desire for us to be holy as he is holy, and against all the commandments in Scripture that tell us to avoid sin and flee temptation. When we pray, lead us not into temptation, we are asking God to lead us away from evil. In other words, we are asking God not to allow us or permit us to be tempted by sin. And if temptation in the Lord's Prayer refers to trials, then our request is to be delivered from trials and suffering. You see, whether we are asking for God to lead us away from sin or from difficult trials, we must understand that temptation works when there is a desire and an opportunity. Take, for example, the temptation of gambling. So, when you get the urge or desire to gamble, ask God to help you avoid, resist, or remove the opportunity. And when the opportunity to sin is present and unavoidable, ask God to take away your desire. If you are tempted by casinos, avoid Atlantic City and the casinos. It's that simple. On the other hand, if you are not able to avoid the opportunity, maybe because you are attending a teacher's convention in another city, ask God to remove the desire from within you. The things that tempt us are numerous and pervasive, making temptation inevitable, but not irresistible. One songwriter offers this advice: when you face temptation, ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. And his victory will help you, some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. My friends, as we conclude Black History Month, we are reminded that during the antebellum era, slave owners did not resist the temptation to oppress and mistreat Black people. Black people were denied freedom, equality, and justice, and vestiges of racism and discrimination continue even today. Throughout the civil rights movement, Black people who were beaten and attacked by vicious police dogs throughout the South avoided the temptation to strike back at their oppressors. They engaged in the non-violent protest of love preached by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So, my friends, as we conclude the celebration of Black History Month this week, let us sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Let us sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. And let us pray that the God of our weary years, the God of our silent tears, who has brought us thus far on the way, will strengthen our faith and keep us forever in his path. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.